An archangel enters a small house in Nazareth. One of the highest spirits in heaven bows before a young woman. And in that moment, history changes forever. Today, on the Solemnity of the Annunciation, we commemorate the moment when the Archangel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary. Imagine Our Lady in her house as the Archangel Gabriel appears before her. He is pure spirit, while she is a human creature. She undoubtedly felt small facing the angel. And yet, he bows before her in a sign of unspeakable respect, because she is his queen, the queen of the angels. Then comes the greeting unlike any other ever spoken on earth. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Every word is uttered solemnly. When the angel exclaims, full of grace, he makes the greatest compliment that could ever be given. Grace is all that exists in her. Moreover, all the graces created for men are contained in her, and from her they overflow to us. These are words of incomparable wealth and majesty. One can imagine that while Saint Gabriel saluted Our Lady, the place was filled with angels, all singing and rejoicing, though heard by no one. In an anthropomorphic way, it could be said that the archangel transposed all spaces from God to that little town of Judea to meet Our Lady in person. Mary listens attentively. She reflects calmly, trying to understand the meaning of the angel's words. And then the angel says, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God." He reveals the mystery, that she will conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the Son born of her will be called the Son of the Most High, whose kingdom shall have no end. Mary responds with words that echo through eternity. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. At that very moment, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God became flesh. I hope this short reflection helped deepen your reverence for this holy day and for the moment we commemorate. And if videos like this inspire you, join us each week here at Following Padre Pio.